I want to tell you about a hand I played against this guy. I'll call him Nimrod, and that's being kind. He's a work of art, a real beauty. Nimrod takes more shots than a one-armed golfer. He's got more moves than a ballet troupe. Man, he's got more angles than a protractor. He's a slow roller. He's a rat holer. It don't take long to discover that he's a card marking, string raising mother. It's true but sad that some guys are just born bad. See, I'm not normally into getting revenge. I've turned the other cheek so many times, my neck hurts. But this hand here is a fair case of naturally occurring retribution. You know, like when a maniac driver cuts you off and then he gets pulled over a mile down the road. Nimrod is under the gun and he limps in. Everyone folds up to me. I'm on the button and I pop it. The big blind calls, Nimrod calls, and three of us take a flop. The flop comes 10, 7, 6, two-tone. The big blind checks, Nimrod bets, and I raise it. They both call. The turn comes a deuce. The big blind checks again, Nimrod bets again, and I raise again. They both call, but the big blind is one chip short. So now there's two chips on the side between me and Nimrod. The river pairs the deuce. Nimrod checks, and I check behind him. Nimrod looks right square at me. He taps the table and he says, "I missed." Hoo boy, I've been down this road before, and it's a slow journey. I start doing my impression of a guy waiting for a bus. Everybody starts grumbling, like, "Come on, you guys, somebody turn over a hand already." So, the all-in guy, he turns over his hand. He shows pocket eights, and I can tell from Nimrod's cool reaction that he has that pair of eights beat. I mean, if Nimrod can't beat the eights, then the most he can win is the two-chip side pot. And even Nimrod wouldn't slow roll me over two chips, would he? Nimrod says it again. "I missed." I'm like, right, sure you did. Finally, Nimrod turns over his hand. He shows 10-9 suited and puts on that pathetic smirk of his. He had a flush draw, he had a straight draw, but the main thing is, he had top pair. Yeah, he missed all right. Everything but the flop, asshole. I took one look at his hand and I popped a vessel. "Nimrod, what the hell is your problem, dude? You got top pair and we checked the river, and you've got the unmitigated audacity to tell me you missed? You do this kind of thing all the time, man. I think something went wrong with your wiring. What, do you have a bad childhood or something? What the fuck?" Now, I guarantee you, everyone at that table was thinking Nimrod had a winner with a pair of tens because of all the fuss I was making. Then I slowly rolled my hand. I had a pair of tens too, but I also had a jack kicker, just enough to beat Nimrod's nine and take down the pot. I watched him while I was stacking the chips, and Nimrod was shook up pretty bad, but he sure as hell couldn't say anything. Everyone was glancing around and nodding, like a court passing judgment. They ruled my crime justifiable on the grounds of an eye for an eye, and because it was against Nimrod. And as we know, he's a slow roller. He's a rat holer. It don't take long to discover that he's a card-marking, string-raising mutter. It's true but sad that some guys are just born bad.